We are not worthy, seriously. We have got music royalty with us this morning.
Oh, it's Nathan Boley.
Nathan Boley.
I wouldn't say royalty, but, you know.
Mate, yes, you are up there. You are up there. Of course, Nathan, formerly with High Five those years ago, many years ago.
So many years ago.
It feels
ago.
Like yesterday, but it definitely wasn't.
Oh, mate, it was huge. It was massive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're on air in over 100 countries. We're touring. I think the biggest part of that show, or the biggest experience I had, was we sold out the Carling Apollo in London. And
wow.
We did like 12 times over. Like Kylie and AC/DC, we did better than those guys.
That's
at that
unreal.
Time, I'm like, this is insane.
That's so
and
wild.
The guys from Oasis turned up and watched the show and Gollum. I was like, oh, how you going, buddy? Yeah.
That's a pinch me moment for sure.
Yeah, it was insane. This theatre was massive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think look, we've had so many fantastic experiences. But yeah, it does feel like yesterday, but yeah.
No. But also, so much has happened since, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. How many years were you with High Five?
Ten years. Yeah. And I was a teenager when I was in that. I mean, it's funny, I meet fans now that are in their 20s.
Yeah, well, they're probably having families of their own now.
And they're reliving the whole experience once again. But it's weird to meet them. They're like, oh, my God, like, I watched you as a kid. He says, you haven't changed. What's going on? Like,
and you haven't changed. You have got the fountain of youth.
It's true. What's your secret?
Yeah, I want to bath in what you're bathing in.
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
Do you sleep in some weird chamber at some particular
degrees? Yeah, I've got a monkey called Bubbles. And,
I've heard this story before. Now, mate, you've just arrived back from Hong Kong, yesterday?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it's been a pretty busy time because obviously things have changed now. Life is moving. I've got a family now, I'm concentrating on doing a lot more of my writing and my original music. But I'm also doing some awesome cover shows as well, which I'll be doing on the coast. So you can't get rid of those fantastic cover songs out there.
No, they're bread and butter. It's the best.
Absolutely. Relive the memories. And speaking of that, there's a couple of shows coming up now next Friday. There's one at Avoca Beach Theatre.
Yes, that's Friday the 22nd of March.
That's right. Avoca Beach Theatre, Music of a Generation. It is the music of Huey Lewis and the News and Hall & Oates with a mate of mine, Tim Moxie. This show is incredible. It's fantastic.
So you can
it's
book
high
for that
energy.
One.
Yep, book it's on sale one. Right now, yep. Avoca Beach Theatre, next Friday.
Right.
And I've got one on May 18th, which is called Aussie to the Bone. It's celebrating Australian pop rock music from the 60s to today.
Cool.
High energy. Killer six-piece band, and it's going to be rocking. So I've got some really cool stuff coming up.
And you were telling us, too, you did a gig not so long ago, and Glenn Shorrock from the Little River Band was in the audience.
He was in the audience, and we hung out, had a few bevvies after the show. And, he even got up and danced after having a knee operation.
Yes, that was actually this time last year with Rock at the Races, because I said, who's this bloke coming up with the cane?
Oh, he had a walking stick.
Oh, dear. And I'm there, g'day, Glenn. And he said, I only had a knee operation 3 weeks ago. And then he came up. Performed seamlessly, and then at the end he said, "I've got to go because I'm flying up to the Sunshine Coast tomorrow."
Yeah.
And I'm there.
Yeah.
My God,
I think anyone in the industry just never stops.
Yeah.
It's one of those industries you just there's no retirement button.
If
just you keep
can
going.
Keep going though, and it's what you love, right?
That's what
it is
like a drug being on stage.
Yeah,
it really is getting out there and performing, having that audience cheering back at you. But yeah, Glenn was awesome, lovely guy, I was actually going to do an LRB song, and I went, probably not. I won't do that one.
I'll leave
it up to him.
He would have stood still and just looked at you.
Well, he smiled, which is a good thing. He had a good
smile
time.
Smile and nod.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Take some notes.
Yeah. Now, we've got you in here, mate. It's awesome 80s. We get local bands. And if you're a local band, local singer, you want to come in on a Friday, we have this segment called Unplug. Simple thing to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can just give us a buzz.
Yeah.
133353 is the number, and we can get you in and just get it all done.
That is so cool, guys.
Nate,
supporting the local talent. That's awesome.
Now, what for Nathy for awesome 80s? What song are you doing for us?
Oh, it's just bloody early to sing, mate. But I just so happen to have my guitar.
Otherwise it would have been a really awkward segue, right?
I know, exactly. But you know what? I'm going to stick to the Aussie classics.
Yes.
Now, one band that I absolutely love, big inspiration to me, especially for my songwriting, would have to be INXS.
Right.
This song came out, I think, in about 1987.
Right.
So I'm going to do a little bit of INXS for you guys.
Okay, Nathan Foley, Never Tear Us Apart, INXS. Take it away, Nathy.
Don't ask me. what you know is true. Don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided, and they can never, never tear us apart. We live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I'll be wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly. Come, y'all have wings, but some of us don't know why. I was standing there, you were there. Two worlds colliding, and they can never, ever tear us apart. Standing, you were there, yeah. Two worlds collided, and they can never, ever tear us apart. Oh, you were standing, I was there. Two worlds collided, and they can never, ever tear us apart. Mm.